good to see Jack back with us today. It's been a number of weeks that he's been laid up from his injury, and good to see each of you as far as that goes. But nevertheless, glad to have him with us. We've got some of our former members here that have come back to visit with family and friends. Always a pleasure. Bonnie wants me to also to share, she forgot to give this message to Jim earlier, but we'd ask you to remember her sister Brenda, who underwent a knee replacement on Friday. She's doing well, and Lord willing, will go home tomorrow. So continue to pray for her, if you will, and we're thankful for the successful surgery and healing that we've had thus far. Happy Mother's Day again to all of you, and we trust that you'll have a wonderful day. Rejoicing and us rejoicing with you for the wonderful difference that you make in our lives being mom. And as you can see today, I've chosen actually two sermons. We're going to give one this morning and then another one tonight. Today we're going to talk about what every mom needs, and I'm going to be focusing in on the fact that there are young mothers still in our congregation, and there are some needs that they have that we as a congregation can help them to have. Truly, sometimes we think, well, their mom's there, and then the spouse should help out. Well, sometimes there's not a spouse, but sometimes the spouse can only do so much for the mom caring for young children, and so it's time then for we as family, spiritual family, and friends to step in and to help mom in her role. And so while I'm speaking specifically about young mothers today, I hope that all of you will fill out the blanks that you find there on page 3 in your Sunday talk, and you'll find some things there that you can say, yes, I can do to help young moms as they are in that role taking care of little ones. There is an organization which you may be familiar with. It's called MOPS. That stands for Mothers Preschoolers International. I know some churches even have as a subgroup, if you will, in their congregation, mothers who belong to MOPS. And as brothers and sisters, mainly sisters in Christ, not only do they have that bond, but they're also members of MOPS as well. Well, they took a survey a while back, and I must confess, I don't know how old this is, but I guarantee you it's still relevant. Of some of the needs of moms, and as I bring these up on the screen, you might find them a bit humorous, but when humor is used the right way, it can be a very powerful teacher to drive home a point. So according to MOPS, some of the big needs for moms is, one, a sanity check. That truly, when they're around that little one all day, and that little one is fussy and feisty and all, and they do that day in and day out, maybe one of the things a mom needs is to know that she's not insane. Another thing which MOP says is the moms need to know that they're normal. And we're going to bring this point out again, that so many times their life is wrapped around their children, they wonder if they even have a life. Need to be encouraged to the fact that they know that they're a good mother. Mothering is one of those particular situations in life that is so extremely important, and yet there is so little instruction. And so therefore, when this is thrust upon young mothers and mothers of all ages, they always have that, you know, doubt in their mind, am I doing a good job? Am I doing this right? Am I doing what God wants me to do as I take care of my children? And so they need that assurance that they're being a good mother. Of course, they need encouragement, that we all do in whatever profession or role we find ourselves in life. One of the big things that moms need is time off. And truly, as we'll get into the main gist of the lesson here in just a few moments, that'll be something that you can help with as a friend of the family, as maybe extended family, in helping a mom get a little time off. Number 6, they need support. That's right. Again, so many things to do, so many decisions to make. We need to be there to encourage and to support them as they have need. They need time with their husband. A time alone with her husband. As we well know, those of us that are parents and have children that are maybe grown and gone, when the little one is there, it's hard to get that very special time that they have enjoyed before the little one came along. And so one of the things that we can do to encourage moms is to take the children and let mom and dad have a date, let them go out. And we'll bring that up again here in just a moment. Another thing of which we want to remember is that they need time with God. So it's so easy, no matter what your station of life, no matter what you're doing in life, to get so wrapped up in what you're doing that you forget about Bible study. You forget about prayer time. You forget about times of meditation. And moms need that just like everybody else needs that. And so MOP says that make sure that we get young moms and all moms, for that matter, to have a time each day, each week with God. MOP says they need a dishwasher that'll load itself. Yeah. And again, I find that humorous myself, but when you've been there, you know how important that is to have someone to help with the chores around the house. Young mothers a lot of times need adult conversation. They're so used to living life on a very elemental level that their spirituality, their mental capacity is no longer being challenged in that respect. And so to give them a good book, to have an intelligent conversation on a deeper level can be extremely important. And that's where non-family can help, that when you see a young mom who's busy taking care of the young ones at home, yes, you want to talk about that, but you might want to talk about something of a little deeper import, if you will, and challenge their thinking. They may find that kind of mental exercise extremely rewarding. They need a best friend. They need someone that they can confide in. And maybe that's not hubby. You know, maybe that's not sister or brother. Mom may need someone outside of family that they can relate to, they can confess things to, and so you can be that best friend and do just a tremendous job in helping with motherhood. They need someone very similar to that who understands how they feel. If you've been through the difficulties of motherhood and you know of some young mom in the congregation who's going through a similar struggle, you can be an invaluable resource to them. You can truly be helpful to say, I know where you're at. I've been there. I know how you feel. I know how you struggle. Let me help you through it. What a tremendous encouragement that will be. And last in this particular list of the top 13 from MOPS is to know that being a mother is important. Our society wouldn't tell us that. Our society would tell us that there's a whole lot of other things out there that are more important than motherhood. But I think we know from our Bible background and teaching that there are very few things in life that are as important as motherhood. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. While that's not a biblical statement, it's certainly a truism that we need to remember, that we need to encourage our Christian moms to be just that, and to let them know that, yes, they are normal, yes, they are doing a good job, and what they're doing is extremely important in the eyes of God. Well, what would be mom's wish list then? What are some things that moms wish for that they could have in their life, and have we as a congregation then, and as individuals who know them and can help them and support them, what can we do in that aspect? And so this is where I want you to fill in some blanks here and be thinking of some of the young moms that you know in the congregation, yes, but maybe even in your neighborhood, maybe in your other social circles in which you live. That you might be able to encourage in a very Christian way. And I want to suggest some things that every mom needs and that we as a body of believers, we as brothers and sisters in Christ and good friends can help them in that way. The first thing is moms need to know of their significance. Moms need to know of their wonderful significance. Again, the world is out there and they may think it's passing them by. They may think that there's a better life out there that they need to be living. Or there's more excitement, you know, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence kind of idea. What moms need to know is that because they're a mom, that makes them significant. Sometimes they might say, I wonder if mothering really matters. They're not there to receive the daily encouragement. They don't get the applause. Nobody's paying them to do this kind of thing. Yes, they are to be thanked for the endless job that they do. So many times children do not realize the sacrifice that their mothers go through until much later in life. And that's why Mother's Day is so important, that we have a time to go back now as maybe parents ourselves and thank our moms for the wonderful sacrifice they made in our behalf. And that is just such a, it's just a wonderful thing that needs to be done. And so make sure that all the moms feel their significance as a person in that role. The second thing that I want to impress upon you today that moms need is identity. Identity. their lives become so wrapped around the little one, and rightfully so. They are the primary caregiver to their children. Sometimes they lose their own identity, that it's all about the little one, it's all about my children, and it's never about me, and that should not be. Truly, we need to realize that they are individuals who need love and care and support for who they are, that their particular needs and their particular wants aside of being a mom should not go unmet. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 4, Paul writes that we might encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, to be pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. One of the things that's truly great about motherhood and doing the things just mentioned there in that passage is that the word of God is not dishonored. Give her significance and give her identity, because what she's doing is what God wants her to do. She is right where God wants her to be as a mom, taking care of the children at home. Assure her of that. Give her great identity and great worth in that role that she is taking on. The third thing that I want to mention here is growth. Women as mothers need to continue to grow. Truly, one of the quotes, as you see there on the right side of the screen, is, "Sometimes I long to develop who I am." And this is the reason for the passage of Scripture that Chris read for us just a moment ago out of 2 Peter chapter 3, specifically there, verse 18, where we are to continue to grow in grace and in knowledge. One of the things that husbands can do and that we can do is allow mothers to continue to grow spiritually, allow them to continue to grow intellectually, mentally, to give them magazines, give them books, give them time then to read them, give them time in the Scriptures that they might continue to grow themselves, that truly the spirit and the mind need to continually be exercised, and that's a great way to do it. Ladies, those of you that are young moms, do your best to budget some time every day where hubby will take care of the children or grandma will take care of the children, and you can have that time alone to read, to refresh, to rejuvenate yourself, and that you can grow in that way. The fourth thing that I want to mention this morning in the mom's wish list is for intimacy. She longs to be understood. She longs to be understood. It's a crime to think that some guys would actually leave mom at home with the children, go off to work, and then come home at night and expect them to have supper fixed and the house cleaned and et cetera, et cetera. I just think that's horribly unfair. Truly, moms need the intimacy to say, yes, I am spiritually fed, I am appreciated by my husband, and he's there not only to help with all the chores around the house, but help me to find my deep, special spiritual needs. And truly, that's something that women need to have, especially moms. And so husbands, think about that in relationship to your wife who's being the mother of your children. How can you help her with her intimacy and those needs that go along that way? If you'll do that, she will pay great dividends and rewards to you as well. The fifth thing here that we see that all moms need is instruction. Instructions. Because sometimes moms, as we see there on the right side of the screen, they don't know what to do. Motherhood is brand new to every mom who's ever been there. And again, as I mentioned before, sometimes it's the best job in the world by which we receive the least amount of training. And so one of the things that we can do is not to be the know-it-all and not to say, well, here's how you raise your kid and interfere, but it's a way to be supportive in that way and to give instruction and to give help and to say things like, when you need me, I'm here. When you hit that rough spot in mothering, give me a call. You don't have to tell them anything specific as to what to do, but make yourself available and say, when you're just at your wit's end, don't do anything foolish, don't do anything rash, call me, and I'll come over and I'll help and give them that instruction. One of the things that Bonnie and I did when our boys were small was to get our hands on all the literature that we could. Now, we knew that all the answers weren't going to be found in those books, but there were a lot of things that we learned that we were able to apply as parents in the raising of our children, and that's part of the instruction. That truly, parents need to get their hands on some good literature about raising children and care of newborns, et cetera, et cetera. Read it, make the application, and you'll be a lot better off. truly, you may not agree with everything that's said in that book or everything that you listen to on a tape or on a DVD, but you'll gain great instruction of how to do your job and fulfill your role as being mom and being a parent. The seventh thing here, I guess the sixth thing, excuse me, is help. Sometimes I need help to share the load. It is a load to take care of all the cooking, all the cleaning, the laundry, everything else, as well as children. You see the picture that I had on the very first screen that's up in the right-hand corner of each slide now is mom being a taxi driver, it would seem, just carting the kids everywhere to all of their games and music lessons and school activities, and the list goes on and on and on. Again, sometimes they just simply need help. And that's where we can be a wonderful help to them, to go up and to say, I'll pick your child and take them to the ball game, or I'll take them to their piano lesson or whatever it might be, and give them just a little bit of downtime in that way can be just essential to mom's well-being spiritually and mentally and emotionally. I like here 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Here the husbands need to listen up because the admonition is actually to them. He says, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir in the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. In other words, husbands, listen up, wake up, and smell the coffee when it comes to your wife's needs as she fulfills the role as mother. She needs help. One of the worst things I've seen from time to time out of some mothers is to think that they're supermom and that they can do it all and they know it all and they're going to carry it all out. And what they're headed for is a horrible crash. They're headed for a horrible, horrible crash. And so don't let her go down that road. You help her to see her need for help, and then you be that help that she needs. Share the load. Number seven. Give her recreation. Give her recreation. Sometimes, gals, they need a break. Yes, they need the help, they need the support, they need the encouragement, but they also just need to get out and stretch the muscles. They need to get out and do something. It's called a catharsis. And we do catharsis usually of one of three ways, or maybe all three of three ways, and that is a catharsis is a way to purge the system. You get bent up with frustration and worry and fret and care and stress and all these things. We've got to let it out somehow. And the way you let it out is by a catharsis. And there's usually three ways that we do that. One is exercise. Let mom get out of the house and take a good long walk. Let her take a brisk walk. If she's a jogger, runner, let her jog, for crying out loud. Yeah, exercise is a wonderful way to purge the system of stress and of worry and of problems. The second catharsis we have is sex. That's right. That's a great way to relax, that God-given ability of couples to interact in that way. And when the time is right, husbands, you can help her to unwind and to relax by fulfilling her sexual needs. And the third way that we do catharsis is religion. That's right. To let her go to a ladies' day. Let her go to a ladies' class. Make sure that we're always there for church. If the little one is sick, Dad, if possible, you stay home and let her go to church. Let her go to worship. Let her, you know, relax and unwind that way. She needs that recreation emotionally, mentally, and physically. And so give her that catharsis through exercise, sex, or religion. Mom needs all three as she goes about her duties in being a mom. The eighth thing that we want to suggest here this morning is give your mother, young mother, perspective. Give her perspective. Because sometimes she loses her focus. She's been battling with the kids all day. Maybe they've been talking back to her and been unruly. Maybe they've been fussy if they're in the infant stage. And it's just been rotten. And she may do this day after day after day. Some children, as you well know, are more difficult to raise than others. Some seem to be well-behaved, and some seem to be just a little terror, you know. And she'll lose her focus to say, is this all there is to life? Is this the way it's always going to be? Am I ever going to find some relief? Am I ever going to get through this stage? You know what she needs? She needs perspective. She needs to realize that the things that Solomon wrote back there in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 are really true in her life. That yes, it may seem unbearable now, and it may have its problems and its setbacks, and motherhood may not be the greatest thing in her mind, but that little one's going to grow up. And things will change, and things will get better, and other things will get worse, but it won't always be this way. And give her this perspective that she needs through life to say she can make it. She can get through this stage that may be a difficult stage here and the now. Sit down and make a chart of things about that are going on in life and things you don't like, and put it in your desk drawer, and then go back in 6 months and take a look at that list. You might even get a chuckle out of it. To those things that you thought that were so important and so stressful at the time, and I suppose they were. You got through them, you made it, and you moved on to other things in life, and so surely you can move through whatever stage you're in life right now. Give her perspective that what she's doing is important, and what she's doing will always be changing, and the challenge will be different as she goes. Lastly this morning, give her hope. Give her hope. One of Satan's biggest lies that I touched on earlier was the fact that there's a better life out there. Sometimes mom even wonder if they did the right thing in giving birth, and they're so wrapped up with the difficulties of being a mom and the struggles and trials they're in. Sometimes they actually have second thoughts as to what have I done. We can call it postpartum blues or postpartum depression or whatever the psychologist wants to call it. But sometimes life gets difficult. But give her hope. Realize again that what she's doing is important. And the real enjoyment in life and the real life to be had is one that's doing what God says needs to be done. The world will tell you otherwise, and the world will say that there's fascination and enjoyment and reward out there in doing sinful things. Don't buy into that. As tempting as it might be, the real life and the life that's abundant is the one that Jesus gives, right? John 10, verse 10. Truly, the abundant life is doing what God has to say. And so give that young mother hope. We've looked at 9 things here as we bring them up here on this screen by way of summary. Now is the time for you as brothers and sisters in Christ, as extended family, as being good friends, to think about the young mothers in your life. What are those things that you see listed there of the 9 that you've put down and that we've talked about that you can do for the young mothers that you know? How is it that you can help them in one or more of these 9 areas? Yes, you appreciate what she does. You're glad that she's doing what she does. Now support her in this very real way in what she does. I want to close then here as we bring it that way to Ecclesiastes 3, 1-8. Because truly in this particular passage that I've already alluded to, we need to understand as moms that life does change and that things are never going to stay the same, and how we need to enjoy whatever station or situation that we find ourselves in. And truly that is true. It comes as well with motherhood. Solomon said, there is an appointed time for everything. There is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to shun from embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. I don't know which one of those times best reflects you and your life right now, but Solomon says, to an effect, enjoy it and do it for God's glory. Because realize that these times, they will come and they will go. Make sure you don't blow it. Make sure you're there for your children. Make sure you're there for your spouse. and make sure that you and taking care of others who are taking care as moms are there for them as well. We proudly and graciously salute all the moms in our congregation today. Job well done. Keep on keeping on. This has not been an evangelistic sermon for sure, but as our custom as we get together and preach the gospel, we offer heaven's invitation to those who need to give their life to Jesus Christ. James has selected an invitation song to encourage those who know of their need to become Christians, and we want you to do just that. Or maybe as children of God, you've sinned and need to repent of that. Or maybe you need the prayers and encouragement of the congregation. If you have a need that you would like to make public today, we want to give you that opportunity so that we as a congregation can be there for you, helping, encouraging, and praying. If you have need to give your life to Jesus Christ, won't you come now while we stand and while we stand.